In your Bibles to Luke chapter 5, 27 and 28 of Luke chapter 5, and it says, after these things, he went out and saw a tax collector named Levi sitting in the tax office, and he said to him, follow me. So he left all, rose up, and followed him. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this word of scripture. Lord, speak to our hearts tonight about who we're following, and we'll give you the praise, for it's in Christ's name we ask it. Amen. I just love to hear your testimonies. That was a beautiful testimony. You know, we don't have anything to worry about, do we? If we're going to heaven and we've trusted Christ as the Lord and Savior, we don't have a thing to worry about. None of us are probably ready to get out of here tonight. But you know, if we do, if I never see you again, I know where you are. And that's the peace that passes all understanding in our heart. Now, to be a follower of Jesus Christ means that Christ is the center of your lives, as well as your experiences in life. You know, when I look up at night and I see the full moon and I see the stars, I think about God, and I think about our solar system, and we don't know the half of it, folks. We've got all kinds of things that take pictures. I think it was the Hubble telescope has opened up a whole new universe out there for us. But our God is in control of all of those things. And everything works according to his plan. And everything goes around the old sun, and you know, that's the way it is. It revolves around the sun, and the gravitational pull is just right. And it's always something at the center that defines and directs everything that we move around. And see, Christ is supposed to be the center of our lives. And everything we do, our existence ought to be following him as he is the center of our life. So just ask yourself the question tonight, what is the center of your life to which everything else revolves around? Think about that. Jesus, family, to some it's careers, some it's friends, and some it's goals in life. But in Christ, Christ should be the center of our life. That gravitational, I like to think, pull of our lives. I believe he's pulling us closer and closer to himself. The older I get, you see, the closer we get to Jesus in our Christian life. And we realize that we don't have, many more years here on earth. And that pull seems like it gets sweeter, knowing that we're following Christ. So this evening, are we followers of Christ? We're following something. We're following something. And I believe we ought to be, as Christians tonight, followers of Christ. Luke 5, 27, 28, the call of Levi, or Matthew, was follow me. That's all Jesus says. Here he's a tax collector. He's sitting in his tax office. And Jesus comes by and says, follow me. And Matthew, the Bible says, rose up and followed him. He left all. He left his business. And let me tell you something, it was a profitable business. He wasn't very well liked, but he was a profitable business. He left family, he left career, and followed Jesus Christ. Or at that time, many of us scholars said, he was in the way of Christ. He simply embraced by faith those things of Jesus Christ. And I can remember, and you probably can remember, the moment you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, in a way, you surrender all to him, don't you? You give your life to him. You simply step out and say, Lord, I want you to take charge, take control of my life. Not long ago, there was a television commercial on mentoring. Y'all know what that is? That's not the bait that you catch crappie with. That's taking somebody, a trusted friend, or a counselor who helps direct somebody's life along the way. I believe we talked about that a little bit this morning. But mentoring is a lost art, really, today. We don't see much of it going on where a young person takes time and brings them along in the way of life. I had an uncle, and he was more like a brother, Mama's youngest brother, Joel, and he was a wonderful guy. He was just a wonderful guy. He loved people. He lived for the Lord. You know, through high school, he was a leader for Christ. And in Recklaw, we didn't have a lot of things to do, but we had Boy Scout troop. And we didn't have a leader, but Joel was one of the older boys, and he became the leader of our Boy Scout group. Troop 568, we call ourselves, the best in the state. He took time. He taught us the things of scouting. He was an Eagle Scout himself. He did all of these things, and he took time with those boys his age and down. And, you know, he carried us places. He showed us how to live a Christian life. And I never will forget that. And we grew up together, and we did a lot of hunting together and shooting together. And, you know, we were just close because he was more like a brother to me than an uncle. But when Jesus Christ said to Matthew, "Come follow me," it wasn't uncommon in that day for a man to follow a rabbi or a teacher. And he did. But it was an attachment. It was an attachment when one who wanted to follow would literally give everything to that person. And the purpose of following Christ in our life is to know God better every day. I love that little song. Jay always sings it with the adults. "Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before." Well, as you know Jesus, as you learn about Jesus, as you read his word, and you know God better and you know his ways because the Holy Spirit teaches you those things. And to understand God and understand the righteousness of God and to understand the ways that God would have you walk in your own life and to shun the evil that's out there and follow him. And in our lives as a disciple of Christ, we want to please God with our lives. That's what we ought to do. Literally, please God. And when one is committed his life to God and his teachings, there's certain things that we need to do. We need to stay with him all day. In those days when Jesus said, "Follow me," and Matthew or Levi was going to follow him, that means all day long he was going to walk with Jesus Christ and do the things that Christ asked him to do, you know, and live for him and serve him. It meant being a servant, to do whatever that rabbi asked him to do, that teacher asked him to do. That's what they were to do. It was simply surrendering everything, his will, to that teacher. And when Levi, Jesus says, "Follow me," and he got up and arose and did that, he was surrendering everything to God. And that's, I believe we need to do that in our Christian lives. You know, be yourself is what the world says. The world will say, surrender your life to no one, you know. You do your thing. If you surrender yourself, then the world says you're weak, like I said this morning, but not to Christ, man. When you surrender to Christ, he improves our lives. And when we follow his ways and our life revolves around, you know, our lives are improved. You know, I've heard people say, well, you know, if you are saved and you accept Christ in your heart, you're going to miss out on a lot of things. You know, that's a lie from the devil. You don't miss out on those things. I don't think I've missed anything in life. Man, I think life has been better to me. I think I've been a better person to other people. I know I have. And, you know, the old devil will come on and tell our young people, oh, you can't have any fun if you're going to live for Christ. You got to go to church on Sunday. What's wrong with that? You see, that's surrendering your life. And life we live will be pleasant and joyful and happy. You see? That's what surrendering means. And he is that, I believe, to which everything else in our life revolves around. I know when Ron and I, we raised our boys in church and we give them to the Lord. I can remember, I don't know if she can or not, but I can remember when we were just a young married couple and we had Eric. Eric was our firstborn. That we literally prayed and just said, Lord, this is your child. And we gave him and we prayed the Lord's wisdom to be upon that child. And you know, God didn't disappoint us. He didn't disappoint us one bit. I believe he took that boy and he actually grew up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. And everything in life just kind of centered around Christ, you see. And then Zach came along a couple years later, and we did the same thing to him. And, you know, you have to dedicate them and commit them to the Lord. When someone says, would you dedicate, can we dedicate our child to God? It's literally the parents are ones that are saying, we want to raise our child in a godly home. And just dedicating them is not enough. Then you need, after you dedicate them, to raise them up, see, as a follower of Christ. Let everything you do revolve around Christ. He is at the center of our lives. And everything that we do in that establishes all that we are about, all that we ever hope to be in life, it's about Christ. You see, it's all about God. And our lives are all about God. And that's the way it should be in a Christian life. We ought to be all about God. And the question is, if Jesus were to look over his shoulder, what would he see you doing? Would you be following him? Would you be following him? In all aspects of your life, in your relationships, in your careers, finances, you see, everything, church. We got a wonderful church here. It's a wonderful church. And I'm just so glad that the Lord let me be a part of it. It's not my church. When I'm dead and gone, this is God's church. And he will continue to bless. You see, it all revolves around him. And we're either staying with him or we're straying from him in our life. And I pray tonight that you're staying with him, not straying from him. Serving him, or are we serving ourselves? You see, today everybody wants to be served, don't they? What can the church do for me? What can the church do for me? And it's right opposite. What can we do for Christ? What can we do for his church? And surrendering to him, man, we either surrender to him or we fight against him. And I pray that we're surrendering to him. Peter, Andrew, and John, they were all mixed up about this, weren't they? Oh, and old Matthew was following Jesus. You see, he was asking them to abandon everything that they knew. They were just fishermen. If you go back and read the scriptures in front of this, it says, therefore, he was talking about after these things. He was doing ministries, healing. He had called many of them. They were fishermen, but they left their boats and followed Christ. They understood if they were going to follow Christ, all these earthly things couldn't get in the way. And oh, today, we let the earthly things so much get in our way of the blessings of God on our life. So, understand what Christ is asking when he says, follow me. And then in Matthew 16, 23 and 25, look what it says. Matthew, I thought I had this, and I moved it while we were singing. I'm fidgety. I'm not the only one that fidgets. I'm glad I'm not. I had 16. I don't even know how to count. In rec law, it was close. I had a great life. I tell you what, if you've never been part of a little town and grew up like that, it's a fun. Sorry you can't go back and do it again. But in 16, 23, this is what it says. But he turned and said to Peter, get behind me, Satan. You are an offense against me, for you are not mindful of the things of God, but the things of men. And then he said, then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. He said, do you understand, Peter? Do you understand what I'm asking you? And I wonder, now, most of us here tonight, if I ask you, do you love Jesus, you would raise your hand, wouldn't you? We love to praise him. We love the joy that he gives. We love the peace. And I believe most of us here love his word, you know, that we have. But are we willing tonight to unconditionally follow him? That means wherever he asks you to go, you'll go. Whatever he asks you to do, you'll do. In Matthew 16, 16, Peter makes a God-given confession of who Jesus Christ is. Look at it. Simon Peter answered and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living Lord. But now he finds himself, when the scripture I read, he's hindering the work of Christ. You see? Now, I believe we know who he is, but are we willing to let him accomplish what he wants to accomplish in our lives? How many times have we let our careers? How many times have we let our finances? How many times have we let our plans or our actions get in the way of following Jesus? Think about that. Following Jesus means giving up our lives. And in doing so, we truly find life. We truly find life. I can only speak for myself. I know years ago when God called me to the ministry, boy, that's a struggle. That's a battle. I flew on that airplane. I battled that all the way to North Dakota. I battled all the way back. You see? And it was only when I surrendered did I have a peace. Now, I believe with all my heart that I could have said, no, I won't do it. And I believe with all my heart that God would have said, okay, you don't have to do it. But I would have never been happy doing anything else. You see what I'm talking about? Jesus says to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan." And this is a position of a follower. What is it that that single pursuit that's in your life, what are you really living for? You see, we need to answer to that question. What is that simple thing that we're living for? I believe when you find that answer to that question, you'll find out who we follow, who you follow in life. Are you in the way of Christ? I pray that my testimony is this, the same that we read in the Bible a while ago. He left all and followed Christ. Wouldn't that be a good testimony of your life? When they come to the end of your life and you're dead and gone, and that preacher stands up, or whoever it might be, looks down at that casket, they can say, "He left all and followed Christ." That's a good testimony, isn't it? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, may we look at our lives tonight and see just who we are following. And Lord, if we're not following you, if our lives are not revolved around you, there's other things in the way that we put more importance in, whether it be our family, our career, whatever it might be. If our life doesn't revolve around the living, your Son, Jesus Christ, then why not? Lord, if we need to make a decision tonight or just come to the front and pray, Lord, may we do that. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.